Denali National Park and Preserve is home to the only working sled dog kennel in the entire National Park Service. Dogs have played a key role in Denali since 1922 when the park's kennel was first established. Dogs are used in the winter to help haul supplies for building projects. They're also used to aid scientists with research projects, and they help monitor wildlife and patrol for poachers. But in the summer when there's no snow, the dogs still need training and exercise. Former Talkeetna resident Emily Laporte explains how she is helping out.
I am a volunteer dog walker. We have 26 Alaskan Huskies. And in the summertime, because they're not running the sleds, the Park Service has paired either NPS employees or people who live around the community with a particular dog.
Emily's dog is a 2-year-old female named Pika. Emily describes how she takes Pika for walks along the road.
It's kind of like a ski drawer setup. So it's a padded, thick waistband that has a clip, and then the leash comes out from that. So it's kind of a hands-free system. I don't know what she's like in action on the sled, but when we're walking, she's really well-behaved and she doesn't pull.
Emily explains that it's not just exercise that she's giving Pika.
One of the big things is to bond with the dogs. They want one person to be paired up with a particular dog so that you get a relationship with that dog. And the dog gets to know you and is comfortable with you. Of course, they would switch things out if it wasn't a good match.
Denali National Park has its own breeding program, and puppies are born right there at the kennel. According to the Park Service, the puppies run free beside the dog teams their first year, learning the routes and the terrain. Then they learn to pull by ski-joring. When the dogs turn 2, they begin to pull light loads until they are ready to take their place on one of the teams. Next year, the dog program will be celebrating its centennial, marking the anniversary of using dogs in the park for 100 years. Emily explains why the dogs are used for projects instead of more modern machinery.
Yes, this stuff can be done with helicopters or airplanes or snow machines. The park really has put a lot of effort into like preserving and maintaining the wilderness culture of the park and wanting it to be done in a traditional way, in a way that is the least impactful on the environment.
In addition, dogs are often more reliable than machines when confronted with overflow or in temperatures of 40 degrees below zero.
That intuitiveness, that intelligence the dogs have, isn't something that can be replaced by a snow machine. Also, to keep them out of danger, to let them know if there was like a dangerous animal around, if there were cliffs and crevasses, I mean, all the things that the dogs could sense that helped to protect the mushers.
Emily looks forward to her walks with Pika. And she's pretty sure the feeling is mutual.
I also brush my dog. Well, I think that she recognizes me. I'd like to think that she's excited I'm coming.
Emily doesn't know if she'll be in Denali next summer, but if she is, she's planning to participate in the dog program again.
I would definitely do it again, and I would, of course, request Pika.
Although it's easy to believe that technology is always the better way, Denali National Park is demonstrating that sometimes what we did 100 years ago is still worth doing today. For KTNA, I'm Colleen Love.